you the best in New South Wales racing. This is Sky Sports Radio.
Well, it was clinched yesterday with the final Sydney race meeting of the season. Hugh Bowman winning his third George Moore medal. He spoke earlier on the BSB, but don't worry about it, Hugh. This is the big show on Sky Sports Radio, Racing HQ. Congratulations to you, mate.
Thank you, Andrew. Yeah, I'm very proud, very humbled. It's been a wonderful season around, to be honest with you. And, I've had wonderful support from a wide range of people, but none more than my own family.
I heard you earlier in the morning with Terry and Webby. 96 winners for the season. You wanted to get to 100, so you basically achieved what you wanted to do, and you won so many Group 1s along the way. You feel that you are riding right now the best that you've ever done?
I think I am, but I'm getting wonderful opportunities, and, I'm able to make, capitalise on those opportunities, I guess. But, I've lost a few horses over the year, and I've gained a few, and that's just part and parcel of what we do. So yeah. It's been, all in all, really, it's been a wonderful season. And, of the 9 Group 1s, I think I rode 8 different horses. So, I didn't have one horse sort of carry me through to 3 or 4 Group 1s, which is often the case, with the, leading Group 1 rider, which generally does have a horse that gets a few.
Yep. No, that's right. You can normally get onto a horse that may win 2 or 3, but you've done it with so many individual horses. Was there a standout win looking back on the season, Hugh, that you thought, gee, that horse was good, or I rode that well?
I thought Terra Vista's race in the Darley Classic at Flemington, I thought that was a premium ride because, it was decisions I made in the run that really helped him win. I was very impressed with Pride of Dubai. I didn't ride him in the Blue Diamond, but very impressed with him winning there and then going on to the Size Produce and winning that. So I think he's really the one for the springtime. And the reason I say that is because I think he's just got more to... I've always thought he'd be more of a 3-year-old than a 2-year-old, so... I just think he's a wonderful horse in the making.
That Terra Vista, I think many of our listeners will remember it because you had to come between, I think it was 2 other horses. The running was very tight. You had to be confident in what Terra Vista was going to do.
Well, I had the horse to do it, but it wasn't so much that. It was earlier on when I was sort of in the middle of the track and I made the decision to go back to the fence and get behind Dwayne Dunn and Chautauqua.
Yep.
I did that about the 600 metre mark, and from then on the race sort of unfolded for me, and I had the horse. He was in great condition that day. I don't think we saw him run to that rating again in the autumn, but very looking forward to him coming back as well.
Pride of Dubai. I spoke with Pete Snowden earlier this morning, not far away from a trial that could be next week. We'll certainly head towards the Golden Rose. That'll be the second up run. He offers so much now, doesn't he, going forward as a horse?
Well, like I've said, I've been on his back this time in. He hasn't done a whole lot just yet. But I had a lot to do with him in the autumn. And like I've said, everything he did, I just felt when he comes 3-year-old season, he's going to go to a new level. So I'm very hopeful of that.
How far do you reckon he can get? Does he get a mile or beyond that, do you feel?
He'll get a mile, I'm sure of it. Whether he goes beyond, I'm not so sure about that, but time will tell.
Yep, for sure. Mate, I know you're at the airport about to go to Darwin. You'll get some warmer weather. Watch out for BSB. Sean Cosgrove's already up there as well. So a lot of people at this time of the year chase that warmer weather, and you've got some rides on Saturday.
Yeah, I've got a couple of rides Saturday, and I've got a really nice ride in the Cup on Monday. So looking forward to getting up there and... I won't say put the feet up, but relax a little now that the Premiership's done and dusted.
Congratulations, mate. 9 Group 1s along the way, but winning the Sydney Premiership, the George Moore medal for the third time. Well done to you, Hugh, and we'll watch you in Darwin over the weekend.
Great. Thank you.
Hugh Bowman joining us out there at the airport, and we'll watch, as I say, Darwin. We'll talk more about Darwin on Tab Talk this morning between 10 and 10.30. Joe Pride is joining us now because this will be a part of the show over the next few weeks as good horses come back to trials and race, and we're going to start with Joe Pride this morning. Morning to you, Joe.
Morning, Andrew.
I guess it's an exciting time. You've got these nice horses, carnival horses, back in work, heading towards hopefully some big wins.
Yes, that's the dream.
Yeah, that's the dream. Is there a horse that you're excited about going into the spring? I mean, I know the obvious is Terra Vista, but is there one that you can't wait to get there?
Yeah, Terra Vista. everyone seems to be sort of forgotten. He's a bit of a forgotten horse, and I've heard a few people ride him off, and I tell you, that's at their peril. The horse is magnificent. He'll be back to his best. So really pleased with him, and he's sort of. He's got a few good sidekicks here that'll help support the show.
What came out of the autumn? I mean, he ran third in the Newmarket behind Brazen Bow and Chautauqua, so no disgrace there. Third in the TJ Smith behind two that went to the line, Chautauqua and Lord of the Sky. And then he ran in the all-aged. And was he over the top by then, Joe, or not, do you feel?
He had a disappointing preparation. And, you know, to run a couple of Group 1 placings down, a lot of people's books, maybe that would not be disappointing. But he was nowhere near his level. He didn't trial like he was going that well. The runs were below par. With all respect to Chautauqua and Brazen Bow, I believe my horse at his best can beat those two horses, and he just wasn't at his right level in the autumn. And he'd gone from carnival to carnival for three or four preps, and I think it just all took its toll. Got to have a really good break, and he's come back looking magnificent. And I think he'll bounce right back to his best.
That's the main thing. I mean, we do have horses that don't handle certain times of the year. Do you take that, or is it...
No, it was just a prep. Burnout. Like he'd just gone too many carnivals in a row. And the one thing about this family that I've learnt, and I've trained a lot of horses in this family, is they don't cop a lot of racing. And you can program for it where you don't necessarily. He had a pretty hard spring. He had a hard run at Moonee Valley. Went and won the Darley Classic, and you know that was a peak run, and it just bottomed him out, and he didn't really have a very long spell going into the autumn, and it took its toll.
And as Huey just said, I mean, he regarded that win in the Darley Classic as maybe the best ride of his in the season, given the way that he had to ride the horse. Maybe that performance in winning from where he was may have just simply taken the edge.
Yeah, look, it did. There's no doubt about that, but. So I'm pretty confident he's back to his,
okay.
Back to his best
now. So you say you learn from the family. So the way you're talking to our listeners, Joe, is that he's showing you the good signs this prep.
Yeah, look, I think we'll see him trial really well. I've got a nice race picked out for him first up in the shorts, which is, you know, not aiming too high. It's important, not to have him trying to perform his absolute best early in the preparations. You want to be able to build into the preparation, having peaking for the Darley Classic.
Okay, so you go back, you hopefully end up in the Darley Classic. But so the shorts are still, about 6 weeks away?
Yeah, it's the 19th of September, I think.
Yeah, so it's even a bit longer than that. So he's had a nice steady preparation, and just going off what you've just said, he'll trial before he gets there.
Yes, he'll have a couple of trials.
Mate, I must admit I'm half keen to get Craftiness back to the races. I know, you know, the last run was in that benchmark 95 and it dropped out, but I just feel he's got a bit of promise too.
He's a very exciting horse, yeah. He'll resume in the Concord at this stage, along with Baller Muscle. That's the horse that's resuming the 1,000 metres. It's very hard to avoid clashes, you know. For Craftiness, he either had to run in that or run in the shorts in Terra Vista, so... No, either way, he's got to take on one of those brothers. So, the Concord's been the race I've sort of selected for him. 1,000 metres, fresh up, one trial, and he's going along nicely at home.
And I mean, the run in the Hallmark was good behind our boy Malachi. I think that showed us that he can be good on his day.
Yeah, look, he started last preparation with a couple of runs on very wet tracks, yep. And that took its toll on him third up, and I just immediately spelled him after that.
So the QTC Cup win, a Ball of Muscle, you pulled the pin, you thought in your mind, no, we're going to stop here and come back for the spring. He's obviously spelled well.
Yeah, he has. Sort of got in mind the Moyer Stakes for him. Now it's been brought back to 1,000 metres, the race looks ideal. Yep. And he'll probably just have that one run on the Concord before going to the Moyer.
Okay. Do these horses, I mean, they're about to turn a year older, they don't know that, but do these horses that we're talking about that are probably four, five, six, are they now at their absolute peak?
The Terra Vista's, yeah, is only, still only had, I think, yeah, 13, 14 starts. So yeah. I'm pretty confident the best is ahead for him. Yeah. Ball of Muscle definitely is in that category. You know, he's only had the 12 starts. Craftiness has only had a handful of starts. So, yeah, look, they're exciting horses that have got the, you know, the best in front of them, or we certainly hope so.
Rain Affair and Tiger Tees that have been sort of there all the way through your climb up the training ranks, how are they coming up, Joe?
Yeah, Rain Affair is not in my stable. Okay. Tiger Tees is just ticking over. He'll be brought up for a light spring campaign.
Okay. Rock Sturdy?
Rock Sturdy's good. He's in the stable. Really pleased with him. He looks great. Just had a short let-up. He didn't get a run in the Stradbroke, so just gave him a very short let-up. He's back in the stable and in full work.
And now that he seems to be well and truly over the injury of last year, do you see that he can get to the highest level this preparation?
Yeah, look, I think he's probably not far off that kind of horse. He's a pretty exciting, again, lightly raced horse. Who's already a Group 2 winner, so you'd like to think he could take that extra step.
And distance? Is he a sprinter?
Yeah, look, he can extend it out a little bit more. I couldn't see why he wouldn't. He does run a good 1,400. Yeah. Whether he can run a mile, I haven't had a chance to test him at that yet. So.
Yeah, we'll wait and see. Now, they're the main ones that I've got here. Is there another one or another two that you'd like just to throw up?
Look, I think Sense of Occasion is a very good, very promising horse. Yeah, he ran second in the Brisbane Cup in last preparation. He's a very exciting horse who has got plenty of upside. Again, lightly raced, you know, it's the great thing about the stable at the moment. We've got plenty of horses with upside. And, you know, you can have your stable full of good horses, but if they're nearing the end of their careers, well, it's, it can be pretty hard to pick off races with them. But I'm pretty excited about him.
And it's basically, I say it a few times, but it is like a footy side, isn't it? You've got to keep turning them over.
I think our coach is very similar to being a trainer is very similar to being an NRL coach. You know, you're sort of you're putting yourself on the line every week and being judged, and you've got your team to hold together, and that's, you know, relying on a lot of different components and keeping everything up and balanced well. So it's a bit of a high pressure job, but it's a lot of fun as well.
Yeah, a lot of fun for sure. Good on you, Joe. Thanks for joining us. We hadn't spoken for a few while with yours truly. I appreciate you coming on and talking about your spring team going ahead.
My pleasure. Thanks very much, Andrew.
Thanks, Joe. Joe Pride joining us out there. Right now, let's go to... I looked at his webpage this morning, and Gerald, my apologies, but I've never introduced you, Gerald Ryan, from Ascot Lodge at Rose Hill.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we've always gone under that name because the Queensland up there, we train at Ascot Lodge, Waverley Park,
How's the team coming up, mate? Am I right with your stable that there's been a couple that have gone to stud or being retired, that it is a rebuilding from those two-year-olds about to turn three?
Yeah, probably, Andrew. That's fair in saying that. And we haven't got many older horses on the books or in work with all. What, 80-odd horses here, but you know, you flat out fine. And there's a few three turn and fours, but there's not many four turn and five or older.
Yeah, understand. Which is exciting in its own way. You wake up in the morning and work with horses, these, you know, two-year-olds that you're probably working with now, you know, going into a three-year-old campaign, a horse like Fireworks. These are the ones that get you up in the mornings now.
Oh, that's right. You know, this time of the year, it's you're doing your babies, rising two-year-olds, and you've got your two-year-olds turning three and hoping they come back as good as they left off or better than what they left off in the autumn. So, no, it's really, you know, it's a good time of the year, really, and the only thing that puts you off this time of year is the weather, you know.
Yeah, the cold and the wet tracks.
Cold and the wet tracks, and a lot of them you don't really get an idea. You think they're going all right, but you can't get a real idea because of the wet tracks, you know. So, yeah, but they're doing well, and they're strong and coming along good and appear to be going all right, yeah.
Mate, the Fairway Thoroughbreds horse, Fireworks, had a hiccup, obviously, in the slipper, but the runs before that obviously showed you and showed us that she's not going to be too bad as a three-year-old filly.
No, sure, she's only a little light thing and she has grown and strength. She's probably about 50 kilos heavier. She went a long way last prep, probably had enough by the time she got to the slipper. But she's done well. She's coming up good. She'll have a... trial on Tuesday, and then here at Rose Hill, and then probably that should have a right to run on the 22nd in the Silver Shadow, but she appears to be going on. She's a little hard to get a real great idea on the track because she's not a real good worker.
Yep.
And, but Brenton's ridden in a couple of the last gallops and that, and he thinks she feels good and strong and free in her action, and she certainly looks it, and she's certainly doing it in the feeding.
Reading into that, the Silver Shadow, she's going to go Princess Series?
Yes.
Yeah.
Whether she gets...
Does she get a mile?
Six, yeah. I don't know. She races as if she would, but she just might be off the back sprinter.
Yeah.
And she's a filly that doesn't cop a lot of work, so whether she can cope with her work to run a mile, you don't know. But, you know, you'll have the Silver Shadow and then Furious, and then you make up your mind then whether you stretch out to the Flight T-Rose and the Flight Stakes, or you keep it back to the shortest filly races. Yeah.
How do you see the two that run Saturday? I know Ron Duffersey, who's back, wants to chat Saturday morning, but the King's Troop and Shacked Up, are they potentially nice horses going in early spring?
They are. King's Troop, it just might come around a little bit quick for him. He'll say whether we run Saturday or whether we run the filly and keep him and go to Warwick Farm next Wednesday.
Right.
Just depends because, you know, you can run in a maiden next Wednesday where she's won a race. There's no races for her unless she takes on the older horses, which is disappointing for a young three-year-old. But both horses have got good ability. I think King's Troop, like, he's still an inch and a half to come up in front. He's only a little fella now, but he's still got a bit of growing and that to do, and he'll probably be better as he gets a bit older. But in saying that, he'll still be competitive if he runs this week or next week. And even in a race like Santa Minico in a couple of weeks' time, he could be competitive in that. But we'll just see how he goes his next start, and we might even give him a break and worry about it later on, you know. So, but he's a nice horse. And the filly's always showing good ability. She's a well-bred filly, and they retained her because I think the mother died just after giving birth to her. And,
right.
And she's done a good job at Hawkesbury, and she's trained on good and pretty foolproof. Bounces, put herself there, travels, eats her feed, no hassle around the joint, and I think she has got the potential to get to the stakes race, and whether she can do it her first preparation, we'll just wait and see.
You got Land's End as well, so they're exciting on Saturday. Of the three-year-olds about to turn four, there was so much expectation early on Washington Heights. I'm going off memory, Gerald. Injury back in the autumn?
Yes.
Yeah,
he had got two injuries, actually. That was this time last year after he ran awful at Randwick on a wet track, but he chipped the joint. He went out, and then he had two nice runs, and then he went awful on a heavy track. But he did pull up sore behind.
Right.
Couldn't really pinpoint where it was. But he had a nice spell, and he's come back. He's come along good. He'll trial on the 17th. But him being turning four, he's growing into himself now. He's a big horse, and he's got very strong in front. But, you know, he's just got to try and get him to win a race, win a maiden, getting through his grades. Now he's turning four, so and just see if he can fulfill his potential. And he's always a horse that we reckon wouldn't be any good until he was 4 or 5 year old. So we'll just see how he goes. You know, he's always promised a lot. He's yet to deliver.
Yeah, understand. Mate, one that hit us going back to April, May was Poncherello. I remember winning one at Wagga while we were there for the Cup Carnival. Has it got a future as a four-year-old? Lightly raced?
Yeah, probably it's through in the summer.
Yep.
He needs firm tracks, which he showed here at Rose Hill. But probably through the summer, you know, he's still out. He'll stay out until he's had 6 weeks now, 11 or 4 weeks, so make sure the tracks are dry when he comes back. But he could get through his grades, and he could end up a nice, handy Saturday class horse, that also.
And what are we going to do with Backman as a four-year-old colt?
He'll come back as a four-year-old gelding now.
He will be, okay. So it has happened?
It's happening on Friday.
Okay. If only he knew tomorrow. All right, so... So he just, again, off memory, you just feel that he just needs to be settled down.
Yeah, he just needs to get his mind concentrated on what he's doing and get a bit genuine and a bit fair dinkum in life, you know.
Yeah.
Thinks life's a ball. He's another one that hasn't delivered what he's really promised.
Yep.
But in saying that, we did get him out of a bit of ground. But I think he showed in Queensland during the winter.
He hit the line all right.
He perhaps he's better at a mile where they're running quicker.
Yep.
A bit like his father.
Yep.
He was electric that day when the Emirates All-American and off a fast pace. And he just could be a bit like that because he did hit the line really good in the Queensland Guineas, yeah.
All right, well, he's going to come back as a gelding, so we'll wait and see on Backman. You've got Gosford, you've got a couple there today, haven't you?
I only got the one in. Grand Cross having his first start in race two.
Yep.
He's a nice horse, he's a really nice horse, goes well, and genuine city class horse, Arsenic Rock, and costs a lot of money as a yearling, but he's ready to race in December, and on the Thursday before he went to the race, he's pulled up shin sore in one front leg. So he turned him out, and then he trialled here in the autumn and pulled up shin sore in the other front leg. So, but just proving he needed time. He's a neat quality-looking colt. You know, he's a really nice little horse and not over big, but he goes quite well. Yeah.
All right, that's Grand Cross race two, number five. And, mate, just a quick answer. Solicit, she been retired?
Nope.
No?
No, David rung me last Thursday,
yep.
I think it was. Might have been last Tuesday, 10 days ago.
Yep.
And we discussed it, and she went back into pre-training on Monday. Looks very well. And she'd be probably aimed towards the mayor's races late in the spring in Melbourne, heading into the mire. I'd love to see her back at the mile. I know she hasn't won third and 1,400 metres, but I think the way she raced here, and you're always keeping her fresh for the 1,300 metre races we'll run her in and 14s.
Yep.
And
yep.
I just think, you know, I'd like to get her. Each jockey or rider and Jim Clark and Clay Anglin both said, you know, go to 1,600 metres with it, but there was nothing around. And, you know, I'd love to have the Winter Stakes over again with a rider a whole lot different than the Winter Stakes or the Tatsiara.
Yeah.
If you could have your time over again. But she's back, and, you know, as David said, her mother really coming into her own when she was 5-year-old, her half-sister. Coming to her own when she was 5-year-old, so this mare's been lightly raced as a 4-year-old, so she did have a bit as a 3-year-old, but she was lightly raced as a 4-year-old, and hopefully she can come back. If she doesn't look as if she's coming up, she'll go to the stud before she races, yeah.
Yeah, we'll wait and see on that one. Hey, good stuff for our listeners. Gerald, we appreciate it, all the trainers and jockeys coming on our programs, but we thank you this morning, and we'll chat again on Saturday, mate.
Okay, no worries, Andrew.
Thanks, Gerald. Gerald Ryan joining us there, running through some horses. By the way, Najum, the rising 4-year-old mare for Emirates Park and Gay Waterhouse, has just started back at Tullock Lodge out at Randwick for Gay. The horse spelled out at Emirates. She did well. They're heading towards the mire, but she'll only be lightly raced, according to Trevor Lobb from Emirates. She'll be really aimed towards the autumn. That's on Najum. Lee Jordan joins us. Thanks for holding online, Lee. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Andrew.
Lee, we had a chat on Tuesday talking about the international horses and an announcement last night in Japan that Fame Game is on the way, definitely, and Zach Purton has been announced that he'll be taking over the ride from the regular Japan jockey.
Yeah, that's good news, isn't it? I mean, he's a very talented horse, Fame Game. He ran second in the 10-0 show back in April. Behind Goldship, and we know Goldship's a champion horse, so he's a multiple Group 3 winner of the Diamond Stakes. Zach, as we know, rode at Meyer Rakti to win the Caulfield Cup last year, Andrew, so pretty excited about this horse and great news that they're coming again, and we obviously talked also about the connections of Hocko Brave being here, and they've confirmed to come as well, so we'll have both Fame Game and also Hocko Brave running in the Caulfield Melbourne Cup. And interesting to know that Fame Game will run in the colours of Delta Blues that won the Cup back in 2006.
Yeah, I spoke to Zach via text last night, and he's not going to get the chance. The horse is in a total opposite place to where he's riding at the moment. He said, I can't wait to jump aboard once he gets to Melbourne. But we know how strong these Japanese stayers can be, and this horse, Fame Game, is rated right up there, Lee.
Yeah, no, as I said, Andrew, I think he's the real deal. Obviously, he's got to get over the travel. He's got to settle into Werribee. You know, everything has to go right, which, you know, it's not an easy thing to happen. But if all those things go well and he's feeling well and he's in form, he's definitely going to be a horse that is right in the firing line. I reckon he's probably maybe better suited at the 2 miles. But as we've seen, you can't underestimate the Japanese, and you know, he's obviously going to be a threat in the Caulfield Cup as well.
Yeah, for sure. So good news. Fame Game definitely coming with the other horse. Last night we saw the stakes. Solo continued its dominating form to win now 8 on the trot. The Cox Plate horse that we spoke about on Tuesday, A-Rod, ran a really fighting second there.
He ran a really good race. I watched the race. And A-Rod, you know, gave him plenty to think about. I mean, Solo's, you've got to remember, I mean, he's right up in the champion league. Yeah. And the Sussex Stakes really is probably one of the best Group 1 miles in Europe. So for A-Rod to, you know, make him work, and he only beat him by half a length, I thought it was a very, very good run.
Yeah.
So, you know, all goes well there, I think. And Peter Chappell-Hein was pretty bullish afterwards about coming down to the Cox Plate. So I think it's looking good.
Good race tonight, the Goodwood Cup, 10 past midnight. Watch out for this one. A Trip to Paris, Angel Gabriel, Big Orange, Scotland and Simenon are all in the mix for Melbourne Spring. So we'll know more when the Goodwood Cup is on tonight. Good on you, Lee. Thanks for your time, mate.
Thanks, Andrew. Anytime.
Lee Jordan giving us an update and confirmation. Japan to have two horses in the Melbourne Spring, including Fame Game, which will be ridden by Zach Purton. The 25th.